Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Learning Maseches Beitza, Daf Yud Ches, but I didn't finish up yet the sugyas on Daf Yud Zayin in yesterday's shiur. So we're going to continue on Daf Yud Zayin, finish up the different sugyas on Daf Yud Zayin, and hopefully learn a bissel Daf Yud Ches. We're holding and Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph by the Braisa of Mamala Isha called Kedera Basa Alfish and Itzricha Lachaticha Achas. So I want to mention the Machlekes Rishainim. Rashi says by Mamala Isha Kedera Achas, Rashi says the Bechad Tircha Sagi. Says the Svara of a past Nefi Yofa, that's the Svara of Epshim Ben Elazar, that a past Nefi Yofa is Manshatana Mole, it's Mashpiach. That when you put a lot of pas in the tanner, so all the pas becomes nefi yofa. That was in those the Rishayim Mitzayim. Those were those tanurim in those days, where when the tanner was full with all the bread, it was nefi yofa. But Rashi's mashma by the kedera, you don't have that svar. By the kedera, you only have the svar of chaturcha, like the kitan mayim, and the melu would only be mutter b'tircha achas. The Torah says that by kedera also you have a svar. That it's mashpiach, the more meat you have in the kederim, the tastier everything is. So may will be mutter even betrei tirchas. That's the Torah, and that's how it's kapaskin in Shulchan Aruch, that a kederim of basar is mutter even in more than one tircha, because by kederim also you have the story that it's mashpiach. Mishmur brings down from the paiskim that it's, that heter is mutter when you're taka doing it, so it should be mashpiach. If you're really not doing it, so it should be mashpiach b'chlal, you're just doing it for tomorrow, and the Shvach doesn't interest you at all, so then you don't have the Heter of Mashbiach. Now, the Rekeach says that when the Mamala Isha Kedera Basar, Vachi Tzarech, Mechaticha Achas, she should make sure not to say that she's doing it for the next day. Shouldn't say that. And the Torah says, that's Alts Lashitas Rashi, that you don't have the Heter of Mashbiach by Kedera Basar. Mashekin Lashitas Sai, you have the Heter of Mashbiach. So it's mutter to say that you're going to eat tomorrow, because even if you're not planning on eating it b'chlal, it's there's a heter of mashpiach. It's a heter that you know you need it to make the other thing tastier. Shaila is what exactly is this din, and the chayitz even negated tur when you don't have the time mashpiach, like by water or anything that you don't have the time mashpiach. The whole time is tircha achas, so then it's negated this din that the rekeach is saying you shouldn't say that it's if tomorrow. What is exactly this din? It sounds a little bit like it's tam lechatchila ba'alma. It's like a zulzul for yamtif that you're cooking for tomorrow. You shouldn't say it, even though you're talking that's why you're doing it, and it's mutter because it's ribishurim and it's tircha achas, but you shouldn't say it. But the Bach says a ganze svara for it. The Bach says, he brings a machlekes rishenim. It says, the Gemara in the third parak, that you're not allowed to invite a goy to eat by you on yamtif, since you're not allowed to cook for a goy on yamtif, you're not allowed to invite a guy to eat, and you're under the gzeirah shemiyar b'shvili, you might add because of the guy. So the Rishayim ask a kasha, what's wrong if you add because of a guy? Shteta chamala isha kadeira molei basar, afi shen shichlik achas. So what's wrong if you cook more for the guy? So most Rishayim, the Rosh and the Ran, say that the Gemara there means that you might be marba b'shtech tirchas. You're only allowed to do it in the same pot. With one tircha, but you might add a different pot, you might cook a whole new pot just for the guy, and that's an issa deraisa, because it's also to cook, there's no het to veichel nefesh for a guy. But the Mordechai brings, the Mordechai Aruch says that a different teretz. He says, even in the same pot, Yolana be meisif in the pot, letzerech, machar, because you could eat it all today. And his lashon is be'etzim, you would eat it all today if kreisa would be machzik, if your stomach would be big enough, you'd eat this whole pot today. See, only not eating it today because you partially don't have enough room. So that's why it's mutter. Mashenkein, if part of it's going to a goy, that's awesome. And it's mashman, that's an issa deraisa. And he says, Sadak the Bach, lefi the Mordechai comes out of chiddush, that when you cook a kedera, mleya basar, and you need a chetich achas, and again, we're going without the svar of mashbiach. When you don't have the svar of mashbiach, he says, let's say the family, you cook a kedera moli basar for yantiv rishon, you want to save half of it supposed to be for yantiv sheni. But the family wants to eat more. They ask for more. And the mother says, no, I need it for tonight. Zag the lefi d'marcha, that's aser. Because kreisim on machzik. They want to eat more. And you're not letting them. You're saving it for tonight. That's aser. And he says, and that could be the time of the rekeach, why you can't say that it's for tonight. Because the yisoides is all for today. Not us. We can't eat so much. Even if we know we can't eat so much. We can't eat so much. So that's why it's going to be left over. But if some of it's lahedya for tonight, that's going to be aser. Mashegini says, lefi, the Rosh and the Ran, the Rishayinim that say the Teretz, that the guy, the Shemiyar Vishvila, means b'kdei acheres. But if Isaac David's mutti, even though you're giving to a guy, means even if it being mamayit in your own meal to give to a guy, so they hold that's mutter. He says, nachal lahachmet. That's what the Bach says. So lefi said, we have a machlaikis Rishayinim, and the sight of the head, the Rebbe Shurim, and I think it's Takatoli Rabbi Chanan's Chakira that we said in the previous Shia. If the head to Rebbe Shurim is simply because we balti cooking one kratich of basa for today, is the maisa heter, like the Ran says, because Eichel Nefesh is hutcha. The maisa is a maisa heter. Or the Torah was a mechayvti medakhtar b'chal, once you cook in the Torah allowed you to cook the whole thing. Is a mele, even if part of it is not Royev Yomtev, maybe tak according to the Ran's second svar, you would need all of it to be Royev Yomtev. But the Ran's first svar, let's say, the Vardis is hutcha, so the sasa kamayu, whatever's extra is also considered like the ikr, it also becomes such a ma'isa, becomes a ma'isa heter. So, even if part of it you're not planning on eating now, b'chlal not, you're bedafka saving it for tonight, or you're going to give it to a guy or whatever it is, doesn't matter, it's all part of the heter. Mashengen, if you say that the aside of Rebbe Shurim is, because each one is chazin, haimenai, or mafkis, which one are you going to say is not for today? Each one could be for today. So then you can hear a svara that we bound. That's only when it's anchored. The bem is you need all today. Now you don't have enough room for today. But the pshat is if you're bedafka not eating part of it today, so a male that makes it chal on the other part that it's for tomorrow. Or if you have a guy and you're bedafka not eating part, you're giving it to a guy. So a male that's bedafka not being cooked for today. So a male that's taka aser. And like we said, who in the second svar of the Ran, that the pshat is that the Torah that said it's the heter of Eichel Nefesh, v'hutzuchu l'daktik v'lishkol, because mele you'll make too little, the zicha wasn't mechayiv you to go and figure out exactly how much you need, but good, but to cook lehedya for something else, that's already aser. So that's l'chayit ha-machalikis v'shayinim, l'hoi the bach shtalz ha-devek, that is it only the pshat is that you really cook everything for today. Now you understand, then Kreisim Machzik, you understand it's not all going to be finished, but it really could all be for today if the stomach would be big enough. So if that's the svar why it's mutter, so then Kol Zman you say beferish that this is not for today, or you provide a guy, so it will be yasser. Mashen Kain, if the reason why it's mutter is stam, once you're cooking part of it for today, that's shayna chalais hetter, and di chalais hetter, it's chal on anything you cook with it, because it's tircha achas, it's one maisa, and the maisa blibe the maisa heter, so it doesn't make a difference, even if you say leferish is for tomorrow, or even if you're cooking for a guy, then it would be mutter. The word goes vayta. Yibayilu, mishla nich, hir erev tevshilin, hu nesa v'kimchay nesa, aydum hu nesa v'en kimchay nesa. So there's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus pshat, in what does it mean, hu nesa v'kimchay nesa? And what does it mean, hu nesa v'en kimchay nesa? And the machlokes is not negay la'alocha, because la'alocha, the Gemara says, that the la'alocha is, that you makne kimchay la'achayim. But the shaila is, does that mean that we paskin hu nesa v'kimchay nesa, that's how Rashi learns, and that's why you have to makne kimchay la'achayim? Or, does that mean that we paskin hu nesa v'en kimchay nesa, and that's why makne kimchay la'achayim works? See, Rashi holds hu nesa v'kimchay nesa is the pshat, that he has to be makna l'achayim. And hu nesav en kimchay nesav means he doesn't have to be makna l'achayim. People could cook his kemach, people could cook his food, even if he's not makna to them. That's hu nesav en kimchay nesav. And Taisus holds faket. Hu nesav kimchay nesav means even if he's makna doesn't work, kimchay is nesav, period. And hu nesav en kimchay nesav means when he owns the kemach, it's also even if hu nesav en kimchay nesav. But Al Kapanim will be allowed to be makna l'achayim. And let's be mindful a little bit the Svaras HaMachlekes. Let's start from Hu Nesar V'en Kimchay Nesar. Rashi says, Hu Nesar V'en Kimchay Nesar means he's Aser. And Dafki he's Aser, but other people are allowed to cook for him even with his food. They're allowed to even cook his food for him. So Taisus asks, Me'ez tamim mutter shachayim oifin b'shviloi. V'chayachayim echayim mas b'shvilo meshu atzma niachal asas b'shul atzma. How's it shaykh that they could cook for him? Are other people allowed to do for him what he's not allowed to do for himself? And the Rajman and the Ran also say the same svarim. They bring both shittas. But the Rajman and the Ran say the same svarim. B'shem the Bahag, they say a lashon of shluch shalom kamaisai. Well, l'chayr, it is a little bit shver. L'chayr, Rashi's gerecht. If who nesav, ain kim chay nesav. So what's wrong if other people do it? I shluch shalom kamaisai, but ain shluch l'dvar aveir. This can mafab a little bit. The Gemara Bar Metzia says, according to one lashon, that if the shluch is not a bar chayuva, you say, yesh shluch l'dvar aveir. But a lot of Achrayim say, l'gabe Shabbos, there's no story of yesh shluch l'dvar aveir, because the ik is that the gufa should be shavis. It's not the maisa that's us, it's because the gufa is doing the malacha. So I rechus about that. Al kapanim, it's a little bit madna. What's takip pshat? If they're mutter to do it, what's wrong if they do it for him? Kanir, it seems like the pshat is that Taisus holds that Erev Tefshilim b'chol doesn't work for the gavra. Erev Tefshilim works for the chefza. Erev Tefshilim is not a heter on the mensch that he could go cook for Shabbos. Erev Tefshilim is a heter on the tzrochim, that the tzrochim are allowed to be cooked for Shabbos. A dugma l'dava you find, everyone has to make their own Erev Tefshilin, or at least someone has to make it for them, but the bun of a bnei basi of a person, they yaitse with his Erev Tefshilin. What's the pshat? So Erev Tefshilin is not a din in the mensch, it's a din in the tzrochim. So they all have one tzrochim, they're all eating from one place, it's all one tzrochim. So these tzrochim become mutter. As they affect Taisus the kashem, Rashi al kapana molds of hu nesav ein kim chay nesav is a din of the mensch. The mensch has an Erev. So the mensch, this mensch doesn't have an Erev, he's not allowed to cook. The other people that do have an Erev, they're allowed to cook. They'll even cook his food. Mashenka Taisus nemzon, that hu nesav means his tzrochim. It means it's tzrochim of him for Shabbos the Yontif. That's why he asked the Kasha Boshin to Mia. Other people could cook. These tzrochim don't have an Erev to Shilim. Why should other people be allowed to cook? That's what's done with the Rishayim and Min Shluch HaShalim Kamaisai. The Torah God even brings a Bala Itter. The Torah brings a Bala Itter that someone who didn't make Erev to Shilim is only not allowed to cook his own food, but he's allowed to cook the food of other people in other people's houses. And the Torah asks the Kashanim that the Braisa, right away the Braisa says, the Braisa, Mishla Nich Erev to Shilim, Erezel Yevle Yevashel Loi Loi V'loi Lachayim. But it says before she can't cook la'achayim. So it says before she can't cook la'achayim. But doesn't ask the kasha b'etzim on the svar. He asks the kasha that the braisa says not the way. The braisa says that it holds enayif la'achayim means his own kamach. He can't cook his food la'achayim. But their food, the itta holds yoladu. The ma'i said other place come out mechalik b'zeh. But la'achayim, what's b'chalop shan in itta? Shluch shalom kamaisai. La'achayim shlich advar aveya. He's not allowed to cook. He's also to cook. What's the difference if he's cooking for himself? He's cooking for Yenna. There's an isanim. Vaisa is the same svara. The Erev Tefshilim is a matter on the tzrochim. As long as these tzrochim have an Erev Tefshilim, even though you personally didn't make an Erev Tefshilim, hal te'ita that that's mutter. So that's the machlekes l'gabi hu nesav ein kim chay nesav. The Rashi holds hu nesav ein kim chay nesav means the isa on the gavra, but anyone else is allowed to cook his food. Mashen Gitezel is pashit that if he's nesav, other people also can't cook his food. Erev Tefshilin is not a matter to the gavra, it's a matter to the tzrochim. Now, legabe hu nesa v'kimchei nesa, Tais also asks as a pliya. Hayel v'kimchei nesa ma'amela k'ni l'achayim yachal l'salak ha'issa shabay k'day sh'yachal hu atzmeyachar sh'nesa. How can he misalak the issa for he himself to eat it? As a fact, Tais akasha. Now, Rashi says, hu nesa v'kimchei nesa, sh'lay akayim eifin kimchei ba'aydei sh'lay. Kimchei nesa. His kamach is asr. But Kozman is not his, so then it's not us. That's a taitz of who nesav kim chenesa. But according to taitz, it has to be that way. According to taitz, who nesav en kim chenesa means it's pasha that all is tzrochem anesa v'ayde shalai. So kim chenesa would have had to have to mean that even when it's not his, the kim chay is nesa. The Rashba asks a kasha more. The Rashba says the guy be'ev tchumen, you find that it's totally in bein hashmashes. Let's say lamashal the din that the kelim have the tchum of the baalim. You're not allowed to take the kelim away from the tchum of the baalim. Whatever tchum the baalim have, the kelim have to stay in that tchum. So if Ben Hashmash is the kelim were belonged to Reuven, and he had a certain tchum. And on Yontif, he gives it to Shimon, it remains also to take it out of Reuven's tchum. You're not allowed to bring it into Shimon's tchum, which is not Reuven's tchum. So male effect is also Ben Hashmash b'chal nisa on the kemach, what's going to help Makna? So the Rashba says, l'gab erev tefshilin hekilu. That's what the Rashba answers. Fashit this Rashi. And the Ran says, you don't have to come on to that. The Ran says by Tchumen, if it's never the Erev Tchumen, it's still Mutter. Tchumen, the Vekshtel Tchumen is Benesh Moshes, and then it stops. Mashreken Erev Tevshil, and Erev Tevshil is a constant Heter. All right, if it's never the Erev Tevshil, you can't cook anymore. Vay says the Erev is being Matter Kol Shah V'Shah. So Mel, if you mak the kimchal achirim, so they have an erev tefshilin, so it's matter for them. How could they kach? The Gemara asked the kasha according to Rabbi that the issue was kadesh sheyivre money yafel yom tov yon yafel shabbos. Why can't you make the erev tefshilin on yom tov kufa? The Gemara says mishum the torid. Advice is betzul mishak to make an erev tefshilin on yom tov. Kana was to make it before yom tov, but the pshat is if you mak it on yom tov, so now it's chal they had the erev tefshilin for this thing. The Taisus, and that's what they bring from the Bagel, know that that's good for what who Nesav Kimcha Nesav means is that on the Kamach of Bichal and Israel Lomis, that he won't be able to Yimakna Lachayim. And when the Gemara says Yimakna Kimcha Lachayim, Taisus goes who Nesav Ein Kimcha Nesav. My Fuki Rashi goes who Nesav Kimcha Nesav. Gemara goes Vaita, Yibayil Avav Afamai, what's it in B'diyevid? If somebody cooked with that and after Shilin is a Mutatit or not Mutatit? But the evidence of someone cooked miyamtav l'chayil, it's also l'chayil nichol in the same shayla. Miyamtav l'shabbos with an erev tefshilin. So, the Gemara tries to bring rayas. The Gemara brings a raya from a brayas that says, it says, v'vach l'yayim v'mherim asa. If you don't have an erev, you could cook l'yamtav v'mhais v'reis l'shabbos. V'vach l'yayim. And now I make haram v'mherim asa. And haram is asa. So the Gemara says, the raya that b'diavad it's also. Gemara says, "Ravashi, Aroma kam mitshani, Aroma dachmira b'man and tefemi meizit." Ravashi's teretz is Aroma is even more chomer than meizit. Meizit don't have to be geizer, that people won't do it. But Aroma, if they wouldn't be geizer, everyone would do it. So mele geizer b'diavad it's also, so people won't do it. Now chamitza gomer nechanani, chanani ubi de b'sham is more machmen erev tefshil. Mele he's going to it's also b'diavad. Now Shane Cain, we don't necessarily paskin that it's also b'diavad. Think of Saka the Basim is like a Vashi's Teretz, that Aroma is Taka Asa B'diyevet. Now, what's Aroma? So Rashi says, after you already finished cooking what you need, you say, oh, but I'm going to need to invite guests, and I'll make other tefshilin for the guests, but Slahed, you're not for Yomtev. You're being married, you're saying it's for Yomtev. You're saying that I need a for Yomtev, but you really don't need a for Yomtev. If it's while you're cooking, and you're just adding for Shabbos, that's mutter, because we said before, Mali Shikdei Basa, Mavat Sheikha Chaticha Achas. Now, the Paiskim say this. Paiskim say that anytime it's after Achila, that's called Aroma. If you, after you finish eating, you're not really planning on eating anymore today, and now you make a big pot, it sounds from the Paiskim, even if you're going to eat some of it, but you really weren't going to eat it, because it's already after Achila, you don't eat it, you don't eat it again, you eat one meal. You already ate the Suda, you're not planning on eating another Suda till the night, and even if you're going to force yourself to eat a little bit today to be matted to cook it, that's also called aroma. Now there's a shaila in the Paiskim, the big shmuz in the Paiskim, if before the Suda, could you cook, let's say, two pats, and you'll eat a little bit from each pat, and the leftovers from the two pats will be for tonight. So the Paiskim say like this, if they're both exactly the same food, so that's avad asr. That's avad asr, that's avad aroma. But let's say they're two different foods. But you really wouldn't want to have two foods for the morning meal. You really would have one food. Not of us, but the reason why you're going to have two foods is today that you should be able to have extra food for the next meal. You don't have a pot that's big enough to cook both meals in one pot. Well, the mice, you want a different food for the other meal. So sometimes you'll cook chicken and you'll cook meat. And as I would normally, you would have meat for this meal and chicken for the next meal, but since then you wouldn't be allowed to cook, so you'll have a little bit of chicken. Also, you'll serve at this meal, and mimela you'll be able to cook an entire pot of chicken, and you'll have the chicken left over for the next meal. What's it then in that case? So machleik is a paiskim. Some paiskim hold that only there are more paskins that case is mutter as long as the mice you're going to eat from each one and it's before the suda. So then you could cook as many pots as you want, as long as you're going to serve a little bit from each pot by the meal. Now, Shege and Kama Paiskim hold that no, whatever you taka need for this meal, whatever you really do want for this meal, and even if there wouldn't be a meal tonight, you would serve. So Avada, you're allowed to serve for this meal, and Avada, once you're serving, you can maisa for all you want in that pot, and have it for the night meal. Now, Shege, whatever you're not really going to cook for this meal, the only reason why you're cooking for this meal is because you need it for the night, and you're just cooking it for this meal, kadei tumat, to cook for the night, that's also a ram and it's asur. The guy who learns is Tully in how to answer the Rishayim's kasha, Taisa's kasha over here. Here it says that the ram is asur. And the Gemara earlier was talking about salting meat. When you shecht a big cow, in those days they didn't have freezers, so the only way to preserve the meat was by salting it. So the shaila is, you really not let to salt meat on yontif because it's like ibud, it's like the malach of ma'abed. It's not really ma'abed because ain't ibud ba'echlim, but they're abundant in tzasser. But the Gemara in Dafyan Aleph says that Rav Acha used to salt one by one, one piece by one piece, derech haram. In other words, he said, I want to eat this piece, so I'm going to put salt in it to eat this piece. And once he salted it, he said, okay, nah, I'd rather eat the other piece. And he put salt to eat the other piece. And then he said, nah, I'd rather eat the third piece. And mainly he was able to salt the whole animal to preserve it for a later time. Aydei haram. So the shayla is, has a shtim, this gemara, says, b'var shlo yar. So Taisus answers, two turutzim, these are two turutzim in the Rishayna. One turut says, there's a chilek between bishul, which is mamash ha'issa deraisa, it's a malacha gemura, but it's mutl l'tzarech yamtif. But if you're not doing l'tzarech yamtif, it's an issa deraisa, there's an issa of harama also. Chazal didn't allow harama. Mashayin came there, which says, Ibad Eichlam Ba'alma. Really, any Ibad Ba'alma. It's just an Issa Darabanan. Samela Chazal Lad Arama. And the second thing is here, there's really no reason for that Arama. You could have made an Eiftav Shilin. You could cook with an Eiftav Shilin. There's no reason for that Arama. The Arama is not there for some reason. You could make an Eiftav Shilin. Samela Chazal didn't allow Arama. Mashayin came there. The Pshah says, it's very important this Arama. You want fresh meat on Yamtif. And you want a guy to go and shecht his animal which has a lot of meat, so he'll only do it if you can allow him to salt it. It's not his fault, he wasn't b'sheya b'chlal. It's the only way he'll have the simchas yantiv of having the fresh meat on yantiv is if you allow him to salt it, so it won't all go to waste. So memela, that's why chazal mekel, mashen can hear there's not such a big tzayrach to mekel from harama. These are the two terutzim. So according to these terutzim, harama only applies legame salting an animal for to preserve it, because there it's only any bit b'aychlam, it's not a melacha deraisa bishul, and there it wasn't your fault b'chlal. Fakayet, Chazal would encourage you to find some eitzah to salt it, because they want you to be able to shecht your animals on yantif, so you can have fresh meat on yantif. Mashenke by cooking, it's first of all it's deraisa, and second of all, it's your own fault. Really, you could have an eitzah to cook, like on Shabbos, you could make an eiftav shilin, or if it's yantif l'chavei l'chayim, you could cook then. It's just take your extra tircha. There's no real reason to be matter harama. Samel Chazal was a matter harama. But Taisus over there in Dafir Alpha Mabei says, V'chein regil ma'olam shemarim v'oichlam matman atarne goylis v'oichlam akavet. Now Taisus over there brings a heter to eat matman atarne goylis v'oichlam akavet. So you see that Taisus there holds that it does apply to cooking. So what's taka the teretz that there it says harama is mut and here harama is aser? So, l'chayra, that taisus holds another teretz, a third teretz. Now, it depends on the aroma. If the aroma is like Rashi, oh, I'm going to eat it. Or like I described the aroma by the salting. And the pshayz is going to salt it and say, I'll eat this one. And then salt the other one and say, I'll eat this one. But he's really not planning on eating it. That aroma is aser. Mashengen, if he's actually going to eat it, he's going to eat a little bit of it. He's going to eat some of it. But really, he wouldn't eat a little piece of each one. Okay, he'll just eat one of them. So then, that's what he would do without the necessity of salting them. But the rum is, he's going to eat a little piece of each one. But the mice is going to eat a little piece of each one. So that rum is mutter. So here also, when you're cooking for Yom Tov morning, even though if it wouldn't be that you need it for tonight, you wouldn't cook so many different pots of food. But since you need it for tonight, the mice you're going to eat from each pot of food. And each pot of food is a little bit different, Al Kabanim. It's a different food. Otherwise, it's mamish the same thing. So that's mamish just a regular ribuy. But if each pot is different, you're going to eat from each pot, so that haram is mutter. That's what the other Rishayim hold. Ramah says that it's mutter, and a lot of places can pass them like the Ramah, but the Bach and the Prichadish and the Gayan hold it's aser, and the Mishabur says that's nachem lahachma like the Bach, Gayan, and Prichadish. Now, what's the maskana of the Gemara Lagabe b'dievet? Right? The Gemara didn't come out with a klara maskana. The Gemara asks the kasha over the offer and tries a lot of places to bring rice. And the Gemara doesn't end up with a klara raya. So usually, we shall say from halachachar, mekel by boid le'ifshita, and we paskin its mut. And that's takat apsak. Now, there's a shayla in the Rishayim like this. The Gemara brought a raya in the Hemshech brings the ayah. It says, "Amatzah peraisa b'shavus b'shegig yeichel b'mezel yeichel." So you see that it's aser. You see that it's aser. So the Gemara says, "Lishchicha this lay peir achrini." This one may have other peiros. Now it would sound like that even if you hold it's mutter, but if you have other food, it will be aser, because that much we do have a right from aser b'shavus that it's aser. So even if you have other peiros, if you have other peiros, so then it's also l'chuli alma. And the whole shail is if you don't have any other food. And the Gemara brings the same thing. Amad for kelev b'shamis, shayu shamish v'izl shamish mem. The Gemara says, leitzirich edis leimani achrine. Inami efshe b'sheela. You could always borrow other kelem. And then the Gemara says, tashu am avashel b'shamis b'shayu yeichel b'mezel yeichel. And here the Gemara doesn't say, islei macholam mecherim. Here it says, isur de shamis shani. Gemara makes a chilek shamis and yontif. So the Chuvas Rashba says, and it's brought down in the Beis Yosef and Siman Tavkuf Gimel, and the Chuvas Rashba says, Oy bezoi, the Gemara answers the Surah D'Shabbat Shani, so that's the answer to Rabbi Meisr and the Tvolos Kalem Musso, and we don't have to come on to the Deichik Teretz of Islay Peri Achrini. So Kumtais L'Maisa on Shabbos, if you do a Malacha D'Raisa on Shabbos, it's also B'di Eved, even if you don't have anything else. That's the Surah D'Shabbat Shani, that's before Shin the Gemara. But on Yom Tif, the seist, on Yom Tif, let's say Yom Tif v'chayim, or Yom Tif v'shamish, or that in Erev Tavshilin, that's mutter, Zakter Ashba, even if you do have Peir Sechrini, even if you have other machalim, it's still mutter, because we don't need the teretz anymore of Misle Peir Sechrini. And that's Taka the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tavkav Chav Zayin, and the Shulchan Aruch says that if you mevashel v'shamish, Erev Tavshilin, mevashel v'chayim, be m'sheg, be m'mezit, it's mutter. It doesn't make any tnaim if you have other food, you don't have other food. I would think that b'chayil is always considered that you have other food, because you can always cook other food. The whole svara of lesli perichin is dafka by Shabbos, when there you're stuck. B'chayil, you're never stuck. So the had to say that it's mutter b'chayil would always be that it's mutter even though you have other food. That's what I would think. But that's a shita sarajba. And it will come out of chilek Shabbos and yantiv. Shabbos is aser, yantiv it's mutter. And that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Mashenkin, the Rambam doesn't make any chilek Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rambam, even Melchus Yom Tov says that b'mezin is aser. And still the Rambam paskins that ava va'afa is mutter. So you're going to have to make this chilek that when the Rambam says that b'mezin is aser, he's talking about b'islei peir achrini. B'islei peir achrini, then it's aser, even on Yom Tov. When the Rambam says b'mezin is mutter, it's not lesli peir achrini, that ava va'afa is mutter, it's not lesli peir achrini. We don't have anything else to eat. And the Rambam is not mechalitin Shabbos and Yantiv. So lefizeh, the Rambam holds that even though the Gemara says Yisur de Shabbos Shani, but that's not the maskana. It is that Shabbos will be asa even by lesli peir achrini. But by Yantiv, it's mutter dafka by isli peir achrini, but the teretz of Yitzchich at isli peir achrini still blives, and that's asur, even though we hold Avav Af as Mutter. That will be the Shita Sarama. But like we said, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bask in that way. Well, this is in the Bir Alacha at the end of Siman Tav Kuf Chav Zayin. He's the one that's Ma'ir on this Machlokes Rashba and Rambam. And now one last Nakud Bar Erev Tavshilin. Taisus here brings down the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. The Shita Rabbeinu Tam is the Gemara says, we pask in Amar Av Hilchas HaKahanadi Don Valiba De Vesilo, that all you need is one Tavshil. And Rabbeinu Tam says that you need one tavshil in order for all the cooking that you do, but fafia, you need a pas. At the machlokes b'shamay b'sil is for cooking if you need two tavshil and one tavshil. But fafia, that's zicha, you need a pas. And the braisa before that said, the Chananya said, b'shem b'shamay and oifen el el eiv v'pas, and mevashkem eiv v'tavshil, and tenel mecham and tunu v'leid yoyim, that's his meisef atmana. It says Ma'ariv b'tavshil echad v'aisa b'kol tzarechay means they could do a t'mana also with tavshil, but that's only tzarechay bishul. But tzarechay afi is in a completely different category. It's a different category. Mainly you need a pas for it also. When you show him it's mavur, Ben Tam had two rayas to what he's saying. One raya was minasvara, because afi and bishul are two different things. Afi is two different things, and it brings a raya. There's a din of bishul akum, there's a din of pas akum. And the din of Bishul Akum was a much earlier gezeirah. The Gemara had thought that it was the Raisa. Raisa was a very early gezeirah. And the Pas Akum was from the Yud Ches Davar. And the Yud Ches Davar, many times, as everyone knew about. So they couldn't have made a mistake that the Yud Ches Davar was the Raisa. So the Pshat is Vaisis Bishul Akam, there was a Gzeir of Bishul Akam. It didn't include Pas. Why? Because Afi is not Bishul. And even now that they made a Gzeir of Pas Akam, they're there Teir in this Pas Palta, which you don't have by Bishul. Vaisis does that Afiyah is not the same thing as Bishul. That's his first right. And the second right is from the Gemara. The Gemara earlier on Daf Zvavim and Beis, the Gemara says, V'tana Maislam Achad, the Gemara brings the Braisa, Eisha Teifa, Eifish, Vashu, Vashelim, Mekanam, Rablazi, and Eifin, El Al Afui, Beim Vashim, El Al Mavushal. So you see, Chloe, you can't bake instead, unless you have something baked, and you can't cook unless it's uncooked. So you see, Chloe, there's two things, there's Bishul and there's Afiyah. So that's another Raya that you need, two things you need for Bishul, you need Bishul, and for Afiyah, you need Afiyah. And the Rishonim amadcha the Rais, the first Rai of Svar, the Rishonim say, no, Be'emesin, it's the same thing. Afi and Bishul could be looked at as the same thing. But when they were Geizer on Shlokas, when the Geizer on Bishul Akam, they didn't want to be Geizer on Pas, because that's Ikechai and Nefesh al Adam, so it wasn't Nichol and Gzeira until the Yud Ches Dov, and even then there were more coolest, simply not because of the difference between Afi and Bishul, but the difference is because Pas is a Chai and Nefesh al Adam, so they weren't Geizer, and they made a Chiluk, but really it's not Choluk. And about the Raya from Abeleza, so there the Rishonim say that the Rishalmi has the full Braisa, where Rabbi Shua argues on Reb Lezer. And Rabbi Shua says, Eifen Mavashal Mavushal. And Reb Lezer is Shemutihi, which Taisus understands that Tamini was from Beis Shammai. Shemutihi was a Shammaiite. And that's why it passes like Beis Shammai, that you need for each thing, you need for Bishul, you need Bishul, for Afi, you need Afiya. But according to Bishul, it says Tav Shalechad means everything, and that's a Mefurish in Rabbi Shua. It says Rabbi Shua and Yishalmi, and Avada the Gemara here also didn't bring Rabbi Lezer Lachad, they just bring Lezer for Asmachta, Isa Shetayfu Eifu, Shetayfu Tavashal Vashelu. So they brought the beginning of the Brice, it is with Asmachta Verif Tavshilin, but not because we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, when we always pass like Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lezer Shmutihi. Rishainim bring a Raya, Rav Rishainim Argan Abay Natam, they bring a Raya from Abaya. That Abaye says that loyshenel tavshel v'pas loy. It sounds like you're not married for pas. Rabbi Natam says about that. The Abaye means in the case where you're talking about for bishul, that there loyshenel b'tavshel v'pas loy. But for afi avadi need pas. But it's a shigel dachuk. Now it's also a little bit shver because it sounds like that be'etzem pas would be good enough for tavshel. It's just the reason why not, because it's not malafis or because it's shchiach. Why don't you say because it's not Bishul? Just like Tavshil is not good enough for Pas, because according to Ben Tam, Bishul and Afiyah are two separate categories, and you need one for Bishul, one for Afiyah, why shouldn't that be a reason why Pas is not good enough for Tavshil? I think we have to say the additional timim of Malafis or Shriach. That's the Chayyarai, not like a Ben Tam. Now the Rosh is Miash of that Raya, and the Rosh says that really, a Bishul includes everything. If you want to say that if you need a Dovah Mavushal, something that's pas, something that's afui, is also considered mevushal, because it's by avashlu as a pesach, even though it has to be tzoli. Vaisis bishul is a shame calling for everything. Bishul, tzli, afia. But if you need something that's afui, there bishul is not afui. A baked thing is considered mevushal. A cooked thing is not considered baked. That's the shtickle of the Rosh. Al kapanim, the halacha is reif feis gemot nalag ben etam, but they all say, the Taisus brings down, that the Rish said that he the minig is to do both, and that's talking a minig today that we talk have both things. We have the pas or the matzah, whatever it is, and we also have the tavshil. But the Shulchan Aruch says that if all you have is a tavshil, you don't have the pas, but the evidence is good because Rav Paiskim don't hold like a bein tam. The shail is a shtickle shmuz in the Paiskim. What if all you have is pas and you don't have tavshil? So that's klo, you can't cook, but the shail is could you bake? According to bein tam, of Adi, you could bake. But that's the problem. We don't pass like our Bein Tam. So the Chayyar, if we don't pass like our Bein Tam, and we pass in that it's one Tavshil for everything, and pass doesn't work, the Chayyar pass doesn't even work for baked things. According to Bein Tam, it's two categories, cooking and baking, so if you don't have a Tavshil, you can't cook. If you don't have pass, you can't bake. But if you just have pass, you can bake. According to the Rav Rishonim, it's one category, and the Tavshil is good enough, and pass is not good, like the Gemara said, because it's Shchicha, it's not Malafis, the Chayyar is not even good for baking also. And that's how a lot of Pais can paskin. But the Mishabur brings down the Shibali Leket that holds that even Lididon that holds that a Tavshil is good enough for everything, but Pas is good enough Al-Kapanim for Afiyah. That much even Beisul is masking that Pas is good enough for Afiyah. That's a Shita Shibali Leket. Mishabur says the Sarachi and Lamaisa. And now let's go right down to Daf Yud Ches. The Mishnah says, on Daf Yud Zayin and the Beis on the bottom. Chal Liyasach Shabbos. If Yontif comes out to be after Shabbos, so you have to be Tevil everything before Yontif. And the Shals, you're allowed to be Tevil on Shabbos or on Yontif. Besham Eimim at Vilnas Akom Milfnei Shabbos. Both people and Kalim, you have to be Tevil them before Shabbos. Ubesil Eimim Kalim Milfnei Shabbos, V'adam B'Shabbos. You have to be Tevil all the Kalim before Shabbos. But a person, you're allowed to be Tevil even on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, so you see that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you're not allowed to be Tevil Kalim on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, why? And the Gemara says, four reasons why, four man the Amrim, why Beis Hillel holds you're not allowed to be Tevil Kalim on Shabbos. Rabbi says, because you might carry them to the mikvah. You might carry them Dal Ramesh B'Shus Rabbi. Rav Yosef says, because you might do Schita, you might squeeze them out. And the Gemara says that the Kalim that aren't B'nai Schita, Kalim, which you can't squeeze out, it's a gzeira out to the ones that are b'nei schita. You have Rav Bivi's tam, which is gzeira shemayisha. Maybe you'll wait for the yomtiv. Yomtiv, you'll have more time, so you leave the kalim tmeim around and wait for yomtiv. Chazal didn't want you to do it, so Mel, they asked you to be tevel them on yomtiv, and therefore you'll be tevel them right away. And Rav's tam is because it blives masakin. It's nirik masakin mana. It seems like you're fixing the keli. It's isra of tikkun kli. And on Rava the Gemara asks the Kasha, what about an Adam? Well, the other three times don't apply it to Adam, but in Rava the Kasha is, what about an Adam? And the Teretz says, Adam is nirik a maker, he looks like he's just cooling off. Now this is all in Beis Hillel. In Beis Shammai, the Shal is, what does Beis Shammai hold, that Adam and Kalim are Asur? So the Ran says that Beis Shammai didn't want to be Mechalat in Adam and Kalim. He also holds of these Taimim, even though the first three only apply to Kalim. But he didn't want to be mechalik between Adam and Kalim. A lot of Achreinim, the Tzlach, the Pnei Yeshua, the Sasemis, they all learn that Beis Shammai holds of Nirikim Misakin. Beis Shammai's Isser is also Nirikim Misakin, and Beis Shammai doesn't hold of Ravis Chiddush of the Adam is Nirikim Maker. Even by Adam, he holds that it's considered Misakin. Now, nowadays, the only thing that we have Tfilas Kalim is by Kalim Chadashim that you buy from a guy. There's a halacha that when you buy new Kalim from a guy, you have to be tevil them. So Machlokes HaPoskim, if that is Deraisa or Derabanan, like we'll discuss. Now the Rif brings a sugya, and he only brings two of the taimim. He brings Rav Yosef's tam of Schita, and Rav Bivi's tam of Gzeri Shemayisha, that you might wait and not do the tefillah right away. And the Rosh says, Rosh first asks Akasha on the Rif, why did he bring this Mishnah? When do we have Tfilas Kalim today? That's the Rosh's Kasha first on the Rif. And then he says, and another Kasha is, according to the reasons he gave, it should be Mutter to be Matvil Kalim Chadashim B'Yamtiv. Because Rav Yosef's reason of Schita would only apply when at least some of the Kalim would be Kalim, which would be Shaya Schita. So when they were Tevil Kalim for Tum of Atara, so then they could be Tevil clothing also, and they have a Shash of Schita. So the guys are all the kalim, out to the kalim which have a chash of schita. Mashaykein, today we only tevil kalim that you buy from goyim, that's only kli suda, metal kalim, midiraisa, glass kalim, midirabanan, but certainly cloth wouldn't be nichlal, and you wouldn't have to ever be tevil cloth, so there wouldn't be a chash of schita. And Rav Bivi's tam, that you might wait, also wouldn't apply, because the ikar problem that you might wait is that you shouldn't have kalim tmeim around, there'll be metame things. As she says, asimu b'tacha deka takala l'shtamish ben truma, and that wouldn't apply today. So these two taimim that the Rif did bring down don't apply to tefilas kalim chadashim. But the Rosh says no. The Rosh says we passing like Rabba, because first of all, Rabba and Avyasif, we always passing like Rabba, only three times we passing like Avyasif. Second of all, Tain is the Rush, we find this Tam by Lulav and Megillah and Shafer. So Memela, since we find this Tam by Lulav, Megillah and Shafer, so therefore the Tam should apply here also. And also he says we should pass him like Rava. Rava is a Basha, we always pass him like Rava. And according to those two Taimim, if the Tam is because you might carry them for Amis Bishas Rabbim, well that would apply to Kalim Chadashim also. And if the Tam is Nirikim Masakin, that would also apply to Kalim Chadashim. So that's why the Rosh paskins that it's aser to be tevil kalim chadashim that you buy from a guy on Shabbos and Yantif, lefi the taimim of Rabba and Rava. Now, agav the Achreinim, the Shagas Aryeh, and other Achreinim, the Bnei Yeshua, the Sfasem, as they speak about, they say that it's a big chiddush, Rabbi's Tam over here, more than the Tam that by Shaifer, Lulav, and Megillah. First of all, the Gemara says, Kasha, why Nyantav is it also if the Gzeri is carrying? You're allowed to carry Nyantav. And the Gemara says, Gzeri Yantav Atu Shabbos. And that you don't find in other places that you have Gzeri Yantav Atu Shabbos. And even Shabbos, there it's a mitzvah. There it says, Alashin, Akol Chayavim, Metkiya Shaifer, Akol Chayavim, Benetilas Lulavain, Akol Bekiyim, Gzeri Shem Yel Chetz Labak, is because it's a mitzvah, so you're going to have to do it. I'm saying, and this is a Davar Rishus, it's not a mitzvah. So therefore, it's a bigger chiddush, and that's why we don't necessarily hold the Rabbi's Tam here. So mitzad that wouldn't necessarily be a taina to paskin like Rabbah. That's what the Achrayim say. Now, in the Shittas of Rambam, it's interesting. The Achrayim point out, the Rambam says a different Tam by Shabbos than he says by Yom Tov. In Hilchos Shabbos, in Erech of Gimel Halacha Ches, the Rambam says that the reason why he can't be matvil kelim on Shabbos is because nirikim is sakin. But in Hilchos Yantif, in Perek Dal Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam says that the reason why he can't be matvil kelim on Yantif is because Gzeirah Shem Yishe like Rav Bivi. The Chayrit Shver, why did the Rambam say a different time by Shabbos than by Yantif? Also, the Gemara says a lot of different kulis. The Gemara brings from the Brises. First of all, if the keli is nitma on Yom Tov, it's mutter to be taivalit. That's what the Gemara says. If the keli is nitma on Yom Tov, you're allowed to be taivalit. It's only when it's nitma erev Yom Tov is a problem. Well, that the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov says a keli should nitma erev Yom Tov. It's mashma dafka erev Yom Tov. Hilchos Shabbos, he doesn't mention that the keli was nitma erev Shabbos. Also, this keli between a avatum and a vladatumma. Also, the Rambam only brings in Hilchos Yom Tov. And also this din that a nida, which doesn't have begadim, could be tevel with a begadim, he also only brings that in Hilchos Yom Tov. So Kama Achreinim learn up in the Rambam, that the Rambam Dak holds his two taimim. In other words, the time of nirikim mesakim wouldn't apply to Yom Tov, because in Yom Tov you're allowed to be mesakim. We find there's a din of, we're going to learn later in the Masechta, we're going to learn about the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Mechshiri Eichel Nefesh is Deicha Yom Tov. So he holds you're allowed to be mesakim kelim that you need for Eichel Nefesh and Yom Tov. So there wouldn't be a problem necessarily Masakim Mana on Yom Tov. Say, there is no time of Masakim for Yom Tov. The time of Masakim is Dafka for Shabbos. But when you have the time of Masakim for Shabbos, that would apply by all cases. Doesn't matter when it was Nitma B'Shabbos or B'Erev Shabbos. It doesn't matter if it's Avatum or Vladatumma. It doesn't matter if it's if the need is going with the clothing, you have a time of Nirik Masakin. Mashagin, if the time is Shemi Yisha, there the Rabbanu will make it in different cases. Lamashla, if it was Nitma on Yom Tov, says no Gzeri Shemi Yisha. You couldn't have done it earlier. And the same thing, the other Kulas were all according to the reason of Gzeri Shemi Yisha. That's what the Marashah says, and the Shagashai learns that way. A lot of Achreinim learn that that's the Pshat in the Rambam. Al Kolponim, the Rosh tells the Vek that it depends which time you hold of. The Rifi says it holds that the time is Al Shev Yosef of Schito or of Bivi Al Shem Yisha. He would hold that Kelim Chadashim am Mutter to be Tevil on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hashegin, the Rosh that paskins like Rabbah that the time is Al Tzitzah or a Rava that the time is Nirikim Misakin, that would apply to Kelim Chadashim. Now the Rajman of Vedas HaKadosh also says like the Rosh that Kelim Chadashim are Asr, and so does the Mardechai. And Magid Mishnah Hilchos Yom Tov says that lefi the tam that if it's the Rabbanon, you're not geyser, but by vana tuma by the Rabbanon, you don't have a problem with tefillah. So kelim chadashim, which is only chim in the Rabbanon, lefi the Rambam should be mutter. And the Beis Yosef brings this down, and the Beis Yosef says, so come, there's a coin to the Rif in the Rambam, it's mutter. And Memela, the Beis Yosef sheet is always to go with the Rif in the Rambam, keneged the Rosh. Those are the three amudei Aram. And that therefore he paskins that the Vladibi Tevil Kelim Chadashim on Yom Tov. He brings in the Shulchan Aruch the sheet that it asks, and he says that Yesh Lahachmi, because you have an Eitzah to give it to a guy, B'matana, and then it wouldn't need Tevila. That's what the Mordechai says the Eitzah is. So you have an Eitzah. You also have an Eitzah sometimes to take the cup and put it into the stream as if you're coming to get the water. So it doesn't look like you're being misakin, so in that case it will be mutter. So he says it's better to do these eitzes to be chayshish of the das of the eisim. But he holds that it's mutter, like the Rif in the Rambam. The Marshal is bothered because he says the Rambam brings the time of nirikim misakin in Hilchos Shabbos. So a kaponim on Shabbos, which is nirikim misakin, why should you say according to the Rambam it's mutter? Mashal holds that it's usher even according to the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah Emerson, who says that according to the Rambam it's mutter, he was saying because the Rambam holds that tefillas kelim is the rabbana. But even the Magid Mishnah, he throws in a svara why according to the Rambam it should be usher. He says could be the tikkun is more than the tikkun by tamei. When you have a keli that's tamei, you could use it. You could use it for dvarim tameim. So mail is not as big a tikkun as a kli chadash, which you're not allowed to use at all. So mail by a keli tamei, if it's only tamei or abanan, and even that, you really could use it when it's tamei. You could use it for dvarim tameim. That's why it's not a tikkun. Mashengin kelim chadashim, even though it's only derabanan, but since you can't use it at all, it is called a tikkun. And the Shagasai points out, because you find tikkunim that's by the Rabbanan also. Meiser is the Aser of Nirukim Masakin, even though you're using Peiris that are only Tevel Mi Rabbanan. So you see there's such a thing as a tikkun, even though the Iser is the Rabbanan, because it asks in against, and like the Magid Mishnah Svarim. But the Beis Yosef didn't hold it as Svarim, so the Beis Yosef held that according to the Rambam, even though the Rambam says by Hilchas Shabbos Nirukim Masakin, it's not Shver to Marshal's Kasha, because if the Rambam paskins tefillas kelim is derabanan, so then you don't have nirukim masakin, just like by Vlada Tumah. But the shverikayin is that the Shulchan Aruch himself paskins in Ilchas Tefillah that tefillas kelim is deraisa. So even though the Rambam holds tefillas kelim is derabanan, but how could he be saimach on the Rambam to say that the Rambam and the Rif both hold ilanah b'matful the kelim if the Rambam holds it at time of nirukim masakin? And the Shulchan Aruch paskins tefillas kelim is deraisa, it should come out, but he done that it should be called tikkun, even according to the Rambam, because we hold tefillas kelim is deraisa. So the Bi'a Halacha and Simon Shulchan Gimel is bothered by this kasha, but he says that he wants to miyashav the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, because he says that could be stam kelim chadashim is different than kelim tmeim. And he learns away. The Mishnah says, "Aloshem atvila migav legav." The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis learns, "Matvila migav legav mechabur lechabur" means that if you have something which is tovel for chulin, al dastit chulin, now you want to use it for tshuma, he needs another tefila, even though it's tar, it needs another tefila. That's a maila b'tshuma. And the same thing, mechabur lechabur, if you want to use it for a different chabur, it needs another tefila. That's a maila. So the Rambam says that the reason why you're allowed to do it is because since it's not tamei, it just needs tefila. For Tesefis Tahar, for Tesefis Kedusha, that is not considered Mesakein. So Lefi Zeh, the Bi'a Halacha wants to say that it could be by Kelim Chadashim is also the same thing. Kelim Chadashim aren't Tamei. The Tefillah is Tam Adin for Tesefis Kedusha, Tesefis Tahar, but they're not really Tamei, so that wouldn't be Shaykh Nirukim Mesakein altogether. That's what the Bi'a Halacha says to Miyashiv, the Das and the Mechaber. Yeah, Nacha Nekuda, the Mishnah says that an Adam is allowed to be Teivel. And the Rajba asks the Kasha from the Gemara Yevamis that the Gemara Yevamis says that a Geir can't be Teivel on Shabbos. And here it says that Adam could be Teivel because it's Niri Kameker, it's not called Mesakin, it's Niri Kameker. So what's the Pshat? A Geir cannot be Teivel on Shabbos. So the Rajba says, and this is what the Teis Hashanim and Yevamis there says, that it's a much bigger Tikkun. Here it's Mamash a Tikkun Gum. If a person's tummy and then it becomes Tar, it's not a big Tikkun. So mainly you say the story of Niri Kameker. Mashakin, if someone becomes mamish from a guy to a yid, such a big tikkun, that's asur, and you don't say the svar of nirukim maker. Taisus in Yevamah says a svar, because since you need a bezin to be by the tefillah, so they could see from the fact that the bezin is there, that it's not, he's not nirukim maker. They see that the bezin is there, so mele, that's like a chacha, that there's no nirukim maker. That's Taisus svar in Yevamah. The Rambam, the Chayyur says a third pshat. The Rambam says that the reason why it can't be Teivel is not because the Tefillah itself is a tikkun, it's a tikkun in the Gavra. The Rambam says the reason why it can't be Teivel, the Rambam of Suri Biya says because that blime is a mishpat. It's the issur of doing din on Shabbos. Because since the Bezin has to be there by the Tefillah supervising the Tefillah and they shaft the Geiris to the Tefillah, that's the inyan of mishpat on Shabbos, that's also else being done din on Shabbos. That's the Rambam's teretz to the Kasha. So be Halacha and Simen Shinchav Gimel that brings down this machlekes in regard to the Magen Avraham's Chiddush. The Ramah said as Svarim that when you have a Kli Chadash, according to the Rishonim, that you can't be Teivel on Shabbos, you could put it into the stream as if you're drawing water from the stream, and Memeil will be Teivel, will be also a Tvila, that's like the similar Svar to Nirukim Maker. That's what the Ramah says. Like the Magen Avraham, so Memeil you shouldn't make a Bracha. If you make a Bracha, it won't be Nirukim Maker anymore. fact, the Be'alachi says he found this kash in Yeshua's Yankov. You find that a nida, which is tevel, she makes a bracha. The chayyah, the whole hetter for a nida to be tevel on Shabbos, and we'll speak about this Be'ez Hashem in the next year, is because of Nira can make her. And still she makes a bracha. So you see, a bracha doesn't mess it up. So the Yeshua's Yankov already asked the kash. He says, because she makes a bracha after the tefillah. So b'shas the tefillah was Nira can make her. But that's according to the Ramah, according to the Minhag Ashkenaz, that an Isha Nida makes a bracha after the tefillah. But the Be'alach is bothered, according to the Mechaber, the Minhag Svarah, that they make the bracha before. What's the pshat? She could be tevel on Shabbos with a bracha. Doesn't say she shouldn't make a bracha. He wants to be tevel in this Shaila. Enechanami, according to Taisus, Teretz, and Yevamis, that since there are people there, that shows you that it's not Kemaker, so you don't have it. So Enechanami, a bracha also would show you that it's not near a kemaker, a mela would be aser. But according to the other Rishayim, he brings the Rambam, according to the Rambam, that the problem is al zdan din, vices the Rambam held, it doesn't matter if it happens to be in this particular situation, you have a echacha, a zaitiga echacha, that's not near a kemaker. But chlal, tefillahs usually can be near a kemaker, so even though if in this situation you made it muchach, that it wasn't kemaker, it's also mutter. So according to that, you'd be allowed to make a bracha. That's what he's telling the Machlekes Rishayim. Be'ez Hashem, the next year, we'll speak about the inyan of Adam being tevel on Shabbos, the Tefillas Nida, the Tefillah of a Baal Keri. The Pais can speak about it by Riches.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.